And tonight, Kenton is taken for a ride when we return to Ambridge at 7 o'clock. Now, before our afternoon drama, another reminder about what's coming up on Moneybox Live at 3 o'clock. Here's Adam Shaw.
Many thanks, Fiji. Anyone who's applied for a loan or a credit card will have a credit report compiled about them. That's millions of bits of data that companies hold that can decide whether people get a loan, a mortgage or a credit card. So how do companies get this information? What can you do if there are mistakes? And how can you improve your credit score? Whatever your question, call 03700 100 444. Lines are open now. Moneybox Live is just after 3. That number again, 03700 100 444.
Adam, thanks very much. Now on Radio 4, time for Reading Europe, the series bringing contemporary European fiction to the air. The final episode of The Exception by Christian Jungersen draws to a dramatic conclusion as we find out who's really behind the death threats.
The Exception by Christian Jungersen, dramatized for radio by Anders Lundolf and Polly Thomas. Episode 3.
Good morning.
Hi.
Are you okay? I've been up all night.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's not easy. But Gunnar has been really kind.
Yes. Yes, Gunnar's a good guy.
Hi, Malene. I'm sorry. Losing Rasmus like that.
Yeah, thank you.
Eben, shall we work on the Turkish issue in the library?
Yes, sure. I'll be with you in 5 minutes.
Okay, that's fine.
Ugh. I've been completely drained by having to share the office with her every day. She destroyed my relationship with Rasmus. I am so angry.
Maybe you should take some more leave.
No chance. If I'm not around, Paul will hand library user contacts over to her lock, stock and barrel.
Oh, I doubt it. Look, you've had a terrible shock.
And then she'll be in charge of user contacts after the merger with the Institute for Human Rights. And I'll be first out. No, thank you. I'm fine. Run along and do your issue.
All right, then.
Annalisa won't get away with this. I'll show her.
Sorry. No, it's okay. I understand. She must be feeling dreadful.
Yes, she is. Well, where should we start?
Yes, this is everything we need from our own shelves. And this is from the libraries abroad. I've marked the things we talked about in red. Mm-hmm. And this is from the interviews.
Oh, I thought it would take a week just getting the material together.
I know quite a few of the other librarians, so they fast-tracked my requests.
Oh. So, 13 Dronningarts Allee, Holte. Is that where you live?
Yes. I had the material sent home to me by a taxi, so I could work over the weekend.
You live in Holte?
Yes.
Nice area.
Thank you.
Right.
They're protesting against legislation extending the school day. Students claim this does not produce better exam results.
Do you mind turning it off?
A government spokesperson
no
made the following
Hi, Eben. Gunnar here. Thanks for a great evening. Pia Tufdrop is reading some of her early poems at Glyptoteket on Thursday. Fancy going to hear her? Well, you've got my number, so...
Amen. Eben. 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 Eben.
Don't come any closer. I have a knife.
It's okay. I'm not going to hurt you.
Hey, wake up. Hey.
What? We're here. 13, Dronningårds Allé.
Here. Keep the change.
Thank you.
So, this is it. Big house. Big garden, Annalisa. So this is where you live. Just who the hell are you?
These fantasies are becoming more and more directed at me, though. They are frighteningly real, and I am becoming more and more part of them. As if Eben, Malene, and I are turning into one person. They have destroyed something deep within me. As if I'm punishing myself instead of them.
Monday morning. I've been at the Danish Genocide Research Center for two months.
I get to the office. I say good morning. Nobody asks me what I did at the weekend. Nobody asks me anything. I say hi, trying to forget what they were like to me last week. Bright and cheerful, into the office. Hi. Eben doesn't say a word. Neither of them even look at me. And I'm just left standing there like a fool. Whenever I've been out of the office, I forget how awful it is. I'm trying to hang on to the idea that they are wrong. I must make myself remember that. They are wrong to believe that I must be eliminated. I used to think I was easy to work with. The whole world is becoming alien to me, a threat. A year ago, I had none of these doubts. I just can't believe it. How anyone can be so evil. I just don't get it.
I do take up a lot of space in your diary, Annalisa.
What are
it, Annalisa?
You were talking about me just now, right? You sit here next to the library and you talk about me behind my back. Right, Malene? You said you'll end up like that cow in there.
Annalisa, I never said such a thing. You're hearing things. Isn't she, Eben? If Annalisa is hearing voices saying stuff about her, she should see a doctor.
What?
Have you got a good doctor, Annalisa?
No! But I'm not hearing voices. That's what you said.
We haven't even mentioned you today. Have we, Eben? Have we? Eben?
We were talking about you, Annalisa. You're not going mad.
What?
What you heard was real.
Eben, you must be joking.
You're not losing your mind. You're right. We've talked about you other times too.
So now you're on her side?
I'm not on anybody's side. I'm just telling the truth.
You're siding with her.
Heart! I can't stand this!
What was that all about?
Thank you, Eben.
Eben? Hi.
Hi.
Working late?
Yeah, I just want to get the Turkish stuff ready.
Great. I've been reviewing your articles. Great insight. Not everyone has that, Eben.
It's instinct.
You have an uncanny ability to get inside the heads of the perpetrators sometimes. You inhabit their lives. Well, not actually. You can observe and record, that's what I mean.
I do my best.
We'll need smart people like you when we move forward.
What do you mean?
In the future, you know, as the center grows and develops, you could be a key player.
I'd be honored.
Well, I just came to get my laptop. I'm behind with emails and so. Don't work too late.
Yes, I'll just finish this.
Dear Rasmus, I miss you so much. I miss you holding me. I miss talking to you. This feels unkind, but Eben is really getting to me. She thinks about genocide and the psychology of genocide round the clock. It's too much. And now she sees me as an office Nazi, subjecting Anneliese to an Entlösung. Well, she hasn't said it in so many words, but all her theory talk makes it obvious. How can she compare her best friend to a war criminal? Maybe she is on the verge of some kind of breakdown. Maybe she's the one who sent those hate mails and switched my pills. If I'm really honest, it's true. We have been too hard on Anneliese, even if she was the one who started it. Rasmus, don't you see why it makes me angry and do stuff I wouldn't normally do? Eben got me to go along with the teasing. I wish I hadn't. And then, all of a sudden, she's judging me in that self-righteous way of hers.
If we put that photo here, it works with the copy better.
Yeah, Anneliese, good idea.
Hey.
Good morning.
Hi, Melina. You feeling any better?
No.
What is it?
Melina.
Mm-hmm.
That Serb the CIA arrested in Chicago. The one who sent us those hate mails.
Yeah. What about him?
He didn't send them after all. CIA has confirmed. Look, it's online.
So it could still be Mirko.
So it could still be anyone. Right? Eben?
Malina?
And Rasmus's
voicemail. Where are we?
We don't know either.
So leave a message.
Hello.
Hi, it's Gunnar.
Hi.
Hi, sorry, is it too late?
No, not at all.
Are you okay? You sound a bit strange.
I nodded off on the sofa. I've just woken up.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right. I'm pleased it's you.
I missed a few calls from you.
Yeah.
Want to meet up?
I'd love to.
When?
Why not come over right now?
Are you sure?
Yes, it would be lovely.
Great. I'm on my way.
Hmm. Oh, you're so beautiful. You're absolutely gorgeous. Are you okay with this, Melina?
Oh, no.
Look, I know you haven't got over it. Rasmus, I know that. I just thought that...
Yeah. Gunnar, being with you right now is totally right. Oh, I'm so happy you've been my friend for the last few years. And I'm so happy that you are with me tonight. Okay? Gunnar stayed over last night.
Really? I can't concentrate with you looking at me like that.
I'm not looking at you.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
I've got a lot to do.
I know.
I need to work.
I know.
I don't want to be unkind. But I can't get anything done with you looking at me like that. I think it would help both of us if I went and worked in the library.
You're going to sit with Annalisa?
If I can see from the back that it's from you, yes, I'll destroy it. Yes, sure, I'll get rid of it. Don't worry. No, no, I won't mention to Paul. Yeah. But bye. That was Ole.
What does he want?
We must be quick.
What's going on?
It's a letter sacking Paul.
No.
Ole and the board agreed to it after Gunnar turned up here.
Oh, but why has Ole changed his mind?
I have no idea.
Why?
Ole asked me to shred the letter, so it's gone. We mustn't tell Paul.
But why did Ole ask you and not me?
I don't know.
Ladies, party time.
Hi, Paul.
Who's going to fetch the glasses? Marlene, could you?
With pleasure.
I've just been with Ole. We had a few things to thrash out.
Oh, such as?
Ole may be the chair of the board, but he didn't realize quite how much he needs me. Oh. I have an old friend on the Treasury Committee who happens to hold the casting vote. It's up to him whether the centre gets public funding or not.
An old friend? Yes, of course you have.
Then what now?
We carry on, and we've chalked up a win. The chances of being absorbed by the Institute for Human Rights have suddenly got much smaller.
Good.
So it may not happen at all.
Well, we can always hope. Here are the glasses.
Thank you.
So you are secure, Paul?
Well, if Ole sacks me, he loses the centre. It won't happen. That's what we are celebrating.
Huh. We've been worried about you, Paul. We've been worried about the centre. Suddenly you practically disappeared.
I felt bad not being around much. But I had to keep my head down and work behind closed doors. But it's done now. The centre will carry on. We are stronger than ever before. Skål!
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 Wow.
Hi, Eben. This is the recording of that professor from London you wanted.
Oh, thank you.
I'm going for lunch. Are you coming?
In a bit. I'll have to listen to this first.
Sure.
We make the mechanisms of genocide far too complicated. It's actually very simple. When one segment of the population sees an advantage in killing another segment, ideologies slowly emerge spontaneously. And they increasingly develop until they justify the killings intellectually. So the first segment just kills off the second. And afterwards everybody believes that it was the ideology that caused it. No matter what ideals the perpetrators claim to themselves, or to the rest of the world, and to the victims, the underlying driving force is egoism. The underlying driving force is egoism.
Eben? What? What are you thinking of? Human nature. But how much of what you're thinking is really just egotistical post hoc rationalization?
When you stood up for Annalisa, you thought you were doing good.
Yes.
But I was deceiving myself. Did I decide to risk my job and my friendship with Malena just because it would be to my advantage?
Iben.
Until they justify the killings intellectually.
Say sorry.
The underlying driving force is egoism.
Iben.
Watch where you're going. You're not the only person on the
train. Sorry.
Oh. I'm not well. Is that how you felt that evening at the office? After everyone else had gone? What did you do there?
I was furious with myself. And Malena.
And what did you do? You wrote.
I read and write when I'm angry.
You, Malena Jensen, have sworn to a secret evil.
It feels remote. Like something someone else did, not me.
You, Iben Heugel, are for your actions recognized as self-righteous among humans.
No.
And why do you always carry a hunting knife?
Malena, it's me, Iben. Are you in? I want to come up. Malena, are you in? I really need to come up. I have a key. I'm coming up now.
Hey.
Oh, sorry. Are you coming in?
What are you up to? What next, Malena?
I'm not Malena.
Yes, you are. I followed you from the center. I saw you just try to open the door.
I'm not Malena.
In the car.
Hey, what are you doing?
Come on.
Get off, mate.
Shut up. Mirka wants to talk to you. Shut up. Get in.
Where is Mirko?
On the phone. He doesn't like to travel. Speak to him.
Hello?
Who are you working for?
Is this Mirko?
Shut up and answer the question. Who are you working for?
I work for the Danish Genocide Research Center.
I know that. Who else?
Nobody.
Tell me who you are working for and what they want, or there is no deal.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Listen, I'm offering to do a deal with you. If not, I will have to protect myself with force. Who are you working for?
I work alone.
Really?
Yes.
Brave of you to try to protect your associates, Malena. How much do you want?
What?
Stop wasting my time. How much do you want?
I want 1 million euros.
Is that all?
Yes, that's all. Will you bring it, Mirko?
I'm not in Copenhagen, Malena.
So where are you then?
It doesn't matter where I am. My friend will do everything. I need to speak to Nenad. Give him the phone.
Here.
Yes. In about an hour. Okay. But Mirko, the place was... Hey! Hey! Shit. Hey, she got away.
Hey, come back!
They kidnapped me.
Who did?
It was Mirko's guy.
Shit, did he follow you? Did he see where you went?
I lost him, but he can't be far behind.
Well, we have to call the police.
No, don't do that.
Hey,
don't do that.
Right,
don't
Iben,
do that.
Iben, come here.
Shh. Okay, thank
come
you.
On, come through.
Thank you. Hello.
Iben.
Malena. What are you doing here?
Me and Gunnar are together.
What?
I thought you knew.
What are you up to with Mirko?
With Mirko?
You've got something that he wants.
Iben, What are you on about?
You almost got me killed just now.
What?
Are you blackmailing
him? Eben, calm down. It's not Melina's fault that you...
Hey.
Eben.
Eben, for heaven's sake, put that knife down. You're safe here. This isn't Somalia. You're safe. Eben.
Sorry. I'm so sorry, Gunnar. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, it's all right. It's all right. I understand.
Look, I'm not usually like this.
I know, of course. Here, sit down.
Thank you.
Come, sit down.
Shall we call the police?
No. He'll know where I am as soon as the police arrive. And he'll kill me, I know.
Isn't that a teeny bit...
Paranoid? Is that what you were going to say?
No, sorry. Sorry. I just don't understand what Mirko thinks I have got.
But it must be important.
Wait.
What are you doing, Marlena?
Wait. Hang on.
Maybe, listen. When I asked Rasmus to help with the hate mails, he created special spyware. It returned the emails to the sender and copied data from the sender's computer, diary, contacts, stuff like that. I don't understand how it works, but apparently that would allow us to identify the sender. Rasmus worked on it on my computer. Here, let's see.
What is that?
Wait, hang on. Yes. Rasmus sent an email with a piece of software attached to Liljana Peric.
Who?
She's a Serbian contact. She helped me with my interview about Mirko.
But I still don't get why Rasmus emailed her.
He was probably testing to see if the spyware worked on the Serb version of Windows. And it must have done, because the next day he sent it to revengeisnear@imhidden.com. That was the address the hate mails came from, and also Mirko's email address.
Where did you get that from?
His spyware must have got it from Liljana Peric's address book.
So it was Mirko who sent the hate mail?
And now he thinks I copied his personal files.
Files that could identify his entire criminal network.
Oh, my God.
What?
Rasmus got replies from both addresses. Mirko's email was sent via a server in Serbia. But the other email, the one from revengeisnear, was sent from a server in Denmark. Mirko didn't send the hate mails. It was someone in Denmark.
Okay, so I'm confused now. So Mirko didn't send the hate mails at all?
Right. And we've got his name in a file.
Melina. Yeah. I need to lie down. I'm not feeling well.
Sure. Lie on the sofa. Yeah. I'll open.
Eben, are you all right? Hey, steady, lie down. Let me help you.
It won't open.
Well, perhaps it only works with Rasmus's special spyware.
We're never going to find out who sent those bloody emails. Why didn't Rasmus tell me about finding all this out?
Well, maybe he only figured it out after you'd broken up.
Even so, why didn't he tell you, Eben, when you helped him move his stuff?
I don't know.
Don't move or I'll shoot. Hey! Yeah. Stay where you are. Malenia, Mirko's not happy. He thought you were going to be sensible. All he wants is what belongs to him. Now give me the hard drive from your computer, right now.
Yeah, I'll get it.
Are there any backups? Hey, are there any backups? Listen, if there are any copies that don't make it to Mirko, you have no idea how bad things will get. Do you understand?
Yes.
Do you understand?
Yes.
Are there any more copies?
No.
Okay, listen. I'm going to take you all for a little trip. You have to be very, very sure that there are no more copies. And then you will get your €1 million. Do you understand? To make myself clear. Good. Now you will all join me into my car. And if everybody stays calm, you'll all be fine. Now move. Move!
Where are we going?
Shut up. Hi. Yes, all is good. I have the hard drive. It's just one. That's Marlene and friends, yes. We're on the way right now.
Sit still.
Get us held.
I've got a cramp in my leg.
Hang on, Mirko. Hey, what's going on? Sit still.
Oh, sorry. It's my leg. I got a cramp.
Hey, shut up. No more shit from any of you.
You leave her alone.
Call me when
it's really bad.
Shut up, bitch. Or I swear.
Get out!
You two, go!
Don't move any of you!
Hold him!
My arm!
Go! The gun!
He's coming after us.
Where's Gunnar?
I can't see him.
Come on, run!
Shit! Come on, Melanie, you can do it. Come on.
Come on!
I can't!
We can hide over here, come on!
Wait!
Eve!
Thank you for coming in, Eben. I have a few more questions. What happened to the hard disk from Alina's computer? Mirko's man didn't have it on him, and we have searched the flat, the car, and the canal. Nothing. Any ideas where it might have got to?
No, no. I'm sorry.
The hard disk contains the only record of both Mirko's data and the name of the person in Denmark who sent the hate mails. And now it has vanished into thin air. You see what I'm getting at, don't you?
No.
Well, here's a thought. I got the feeling there was something between you and Gunnar.
What do you mean?
Let's imagine that before the emails were sent, you were already in love with a man who was clearly soon to be Malina's lover. That might well cause some friction. Perhaps you regretted sending the emails. Perhaps not. But then Rasmus traced you with his spyware. And he told you as much. Do you have anything to say to that?
You, Malina Jensen, have sworn to a secret evil.
And of course we'll keep looking. Malina's mother says that Malina wrote letters to Rasmus after he died.
Oh. Did she?
Yeah. We'll be looking into them too. Definitely.
Rasmus, I'm so sorry about what happened on the stairs. I don't know what came over me. Who knows how much Eben heard? I didn't mean to push you out of the window. I just flew into such a rage when you insisted that your spyware showed that I had sent those emails. Maybe my personality is more split than the rest of us. Am I mentally ill, Rasmus?
A word with you.
Yes, Annalisa, what is it?
Eben puts a red rose on Malena's desk every single day.
I know, what's the problem?
Well, it's just, it's been weeks now and it can't go on forever.
She was her best friend.
I know, but...
She saved her life. Eben is still traumatized and I can understand why.
Yeah.
Do you actually know what happened that night?
No.
Well, they both ran to the harbour. Eben then climbed a ladder on a houseboat, so she didn't actually see, but there were lots of witnesses, and they told the police that the man aimed his gun at Eben. Malina, she then screamed and threw herself in front of the gun, allowing Eben to escape.
Such a selfless act.
I know.
Oh, Eben, hi.
Eben, are you all right? No, of course not. You must still be in shock.
You know, Paul, it should never have happened. Never. I survived because of something that should never happen. Every instinct inside Malena must have been telling her to save herself. And what she did for me is unbelievable. It's against nature.
That's the theory. Malina was the exception. She took the bullet for you.
She was remarkable.
Annalisa, you should sit at Malina's desk now.
Oh. Well, if nobody minds, then...
Not at all. It's only practical.
It's lovely having the old Annalisa back again. What's the matter?
I'm not the old Annalisa.
What do you mean?
I have to make a real effort to be a decent human being. I'm so full of hatred.
But darling...
I have these hideous fantasies in my head, and they just won't go away. I can't stand myself. I'll never be the old Annalisa again.
Of course you will.
No. Even is right. We can all become murderers and war criminals.
What?
I wouldn't want to be a woman like me if I had the choice. But Eben says that we can't choose. It's everyone else who determines who we are.
Can you tell me what you mean without getting all upset?
Eben says humans are like animals. There are basic patterns to our behavior, and we can't break those patterns. They are psychological laws of nature, and I don't want to be like this. It's Malene and Eben who have made me the way I am. And you know what? I have become evil.
You aren't evil, darling.
And I will never escape it. I felt nothing when Malene had the back of her head blown off. As far as I'm concerned, they could all die. And that's not the old Annalisa, Henrik. It's not.
But what about Malene?
What?
She was the worst of all, but she did something that Eben and her theories can never explain in a million years. If Malene can do such a thing, it means there is something unpredictable and good in every one of us. You. Me. She proved Eben wrong.
Can I have a word with you both?
Yes, sure.
Daughter Jørgensen from the police just phoned.
Oh.
They've closed the investigation.
What?
Yeah, Malene left a letter on her computer saying that she was mentally ill. She admitted to Rasmus's murder. It's over.
Well, she can't have.
She claimed to have a split personality. The police say she did it.
Oh, that's awful. I mean, to kill her own boyfriend.
Mm.
But of course. Of course. Malene was full of guilt after killing Rasmus. That's why she jumped in front of the gun.
What?
It's been troubling me. Her actions were not those of a healthy person. So her sacrifice doesn't contradict my theories, is it?
Perhaps. In any case, they've closed the investigation. We can put it all behind us now.
Oh, what a relief.
Oh, and by the way, I have some good news. I think you'll like it. Our center will become part of the Institute for Human Rights after all.
What? How come it's suddenly good news?
The director of the Institute is joining the UN in New York, so there'll be a vacancy here in Copenhagen next May.
And you're going to get it.
Well, it's not official yet, but a merger may be the best option after all. Everything will be bigger and better. Yeah, sorry, I gotta go. I have a phone conference with the board.
The library is meant to be amazing. And we do know the boss.
Gunnar, it's ready.
Hey.
Hey.
Wow, it looks good. Oh, I'll get it. You bet. It's Daughter Jørgensen from the police. She'd like a word.
Hello. Sorry to barge in like this.
How can I help you?
We have looked at all of Malina's letters to Rasmus.
Yes?
And there's something odd about the very last one.
I see.
It was only saved once. The others were all saved every 5 minutes.
Ah. And so?
It could mean that it was written by someone else and not Malina.
But who would possibly do a thing like that?
We know that somebody entered the flat after it was cordoned off. And it wasn't a break-in. Somebody with a key. Whoever wrote the hate mail called you self-righteous. Do you think it was someone who knows you?
I have no idea.
You must have some idea. You will have to live with your actions. They may not affect you for the first month. Maybe not the next month either. But at some point they will. You must miss Melina.
Well, we all do.
Do you think your work affects you a lot?
Well, it's a constant reminder of the basest instincts that we all possess. Isn't it?
And working on that kind of thing every single day could make a person callous.
It could, yes.
Can I get you a cup of coffee?
Yes, please, darling.
Detective?
No, thank you.
Okay.
Our work doesn't necessarily make us callous. It can also make us appreciate how much of us manage to actually live. We all believe that a well-ordered everyday life and consideration for others are a matter of course. But they are really pretty fragile. Our work can teach us to appreciate goodness, because goodness can disappear in a moment, you know.
Is there anyone else who might have a key to Melina's flat and could have let themselves in? A neighbor?
I don't think so.
And you never had a key?
No, never.
Mirko's man said you unlocked the door to Melina's building.
That's impossible.
Right. That was all. Sorry to disturb you.
Not at all. If you need anything, please phone.
Thank you. And you too. Give me a call if anything occurs to you. Next month. Anytime.
Have a nice Sunday.
Eva, darling?
Hang on, I'm coming.
What do you remember about the day you went to help Rasmus to move? He told me about the spyware and how it worked. I thought he was going on about him and Melina, so I stopped listening. You carried some of Rasmus's bike gear downstairs, didn't you? Did you spill oil on the last step before the window? No.
Are you okay?
Yes, yes, I'm okay. I'm just a bit breathless.
Did she upset you? Bloody police.
Oh, she was just checking. I was okay.
Of course you are. You've got me to look after you.
Yes, yes, I have, haven't I?
Eben was played by Stine Stengarde, Malene by Lisbeth Wolf, Annelise by Kaya Brühl. Paul was played by Mikkel Rindberg, Henrik by Thomas Gabrielsen, Gunnar by Thomas Magnussen, Rasmus and Ninat by Jakob Oftebro, Dorte by Charlotte Munk, Somalian Man by Mohammed Ali Osmond, and Mirko by Elvira Ramovic. Original music was by Halfdan E. The Exception was written by Christian Jungersen, dramatized and produced for radio by Anders Lundorf and Polly Thomas, and it was recorded on location in Copenhagen. It was a Something Else production for BBC Radio 4.
BBC News at 3 o'clock. The European Commission has expressed regret at the departure of the UK's outgoing ambassador to the EU, Sir Ivan Rogers. He resigned yesterday, criticising the government's approach to Brexit. The former Trade Secretary Peter Lilly described Sir Ivan Rogers' resignation email as reading half like a CV and the other half like some degree of sour grapes. But Dave Penman, the head of the FDA union representing senior civil servants, has accused several former cabinet ministers of trouncing the values of a politically impartial civil service. He said if the government wanted to make a success of Brexit, it had to ensure the civil service was given the resources it needed.
If you want to deliver a successful outcome, we need clear political objectives. We need to make sure that we've got people who have got the capability to negotiate and deliver in those hard negotiations. And the civil service has to be given the capacity to deal with not only the negotiations, but what comes after Brexit, when all of these powers and all of this legislation is back in the UK's hands.
A man has been charged with causing the deaths by dangerous driving of two young girls in Oldham in Greater Manchester. Helena Kotlarova, who was 12, and her 11-year-old cousin, Janetta Krokova, were hit by a car on New Year's Eve. Three other men have been charged with conspiring to pervert the course of justice. Israel's Defence Minister Avigdor Lieberman has described as harsh a manslaughter conviction handed to an Israeli soldier who shot dead a wounded Palestinian man. Sergeant Elor Azaria killed Abdul Fattah al-Sharif after he stabbed another soldier. Opposition politicians have welcomed the verdict. Shares in the high street retailer Next have fallen by almost 12% after the company reported a drop in sales in the lead-up to Christmas. There was better news for John Lewis, where sales in the week before Christmas were up by 36% compared with 2015. A planned six-day strike by drivers on Southern Rail from Monday has been split into 2 3-day stoppages. The drivers' union, ASLEF, said strikes will be held on 3 days next week and a further 3 days at the end of the month. BBC News.
In half an hour, Mark Porter will be reporting on two landmark trials assessing when and how to treat prostate cancer. That's in Inside Health at 3:30 here on Radio 4. But first, it's time for Moneybox Live with Adam Shaw.
Many thanks and welcome to the first Moneybox Live of 2017. As we wait for the big credit card bills to come through from our December spending, we're looking at credit reference agencies and credit scoring. Now, if you applied for a credit card or a shop debit card over Christmas, indeed, if you're about to do so for the New Year sales, someone in the background will be running a credit check on you. That's millions of bits of data that companies hold about British citizens that can define whether they get a loan, a mortgage, or a credit card. So, how do companies get this information about you? What can you do about it if you think there are mistakes? And how can you improve your credit score? If you've got a question, do call us now on 03700 100 444. Standard geographic charges from landlines.